You're welcome back to Religion Matters. This is Brenda Dunn with you for the next few minutes here on KFM. Hope that your Sunday is going well so far. It's early yet, so even if it's not going too well, it still has time to improve. We're only beginning the day, really. Now, I'm delighted to welcome back to Religion Matters Father Liam Lawton. Liam, you're very welcome back.
Hi, Brenda. Good morning to all your listeners.
Yeah, thanks for being with us this
morning. All those who are up.
They're all up listening. I bumped into a lovely man there recently and at an event, and he said to me, I listen to you in bed every Sunday morning. And I thought, lovely to know. That's kind of a nice image to kind of have as well.
There you go. At least he turns on the radio.
Absolutely. So you are busy, and you've been busy, and you'll continue to be busy. And I was very struck by something that I came across the other day. It's a lovely initiative and a special commission that you're involved in called Remembering the Child. Do you want to tell our listeners about it? Because I think some of them are going to be interested in going along and interested in the story as well.
Thanks, Brenda. Well, you know, as this year we're celebrating the centenary of 1916, and there were many, many different celebrations for 1916. But one of them that really struck my imagination was one that was centered around the children of 1916 who lost their lives, particularly in that week. We know that there were 40 children from 16 and under who died as a result of the rising, which broke out on Easter Monday. All of them, except one of them, died from gunfire. And nobody knows how they died or who shot them, you know, where the gunfire came from, except that they died. So Mary Amund O'Brien is a choir director here in Carlow and is very successful with her group called the Spiro Choir. And also Mary is the director of Cornan Ogan, the RTÉ Young Singers. So she had come to me to say that she was going to be doing a concert called Remembering the Child. And if I would like to write something, she'd like to commission me to write something for her choir. So I went away and thought about it. And I suppose given the subject and the nature of the subject, and also the fact that we're going to be performing it in November, I thought about the whole notion of requiem, which was always very, very much part of our Christian heritage that at the time of November, because I suppose as the natural cycle of the year is dying, that we would think of those who have gone before us. And there was a requiem that people celebrated around the time of death, which included different pieces, like there was a Kyrie and a Sanctus and the Pia Jesu and the Requiem in Aeternum. And so many great composers before have written requiems. Not that I would put myself in class with them in the same league at all, but you have people like Duruflay or Mozart's Requiem, which was quite common. And more common or more contemporary then, you have people like Carl Jenkins written a beautiful requiem, and also the great English composer John Rutter. So I decided that nobody had done what they call a requiem for a child, whereas the inspiration would be the death of children. And so I have taken elements of the requiem and written for a Spiro choir, which is a young people's choir as well.
I'd say that sounds amazing with the young voices.
Well, it was challenging, but also I could hear in my head what I would like to, you know, what the end product would sound like. And I have to say they're doing a beautiful job. Like, for example, P.A. Jesu, who we've always associated with Andrew Lloyd Webber, which is also part of the Requiem. And I wanted to, the young voices on that are really beautiful, as with the Kyrie and the other pieces. There's one other piece that I'd got, which is really interesting background on it. I had found it. It was a beautiful litany, which was done in Irish. Now, I wanted to do it in the Irish language as well, because of the Irish, you know, set in 1916 and have an Irish influence in it. But this was a death chant that I had come across, and somebody told me that it came from the Aran Islands. So I contacted a folklorist from the Aran Islands. They said, no, it wasn't from here. Maybe it's the Aran off the coast of Donegal. So I contacted a Jesuit who had been doing some research and had lived there for a number of years, and I contacted him, and he said, no, it wasn't there, but maybe it's from the coast of an island off the coast of Scotland, and exactly that's where it came from. And it's a beautiful piece called Bos Ola. Really, so it's a chant that is really, and when it's translated, it goes like, death with oil, which would mean that you would be anointed.
Anointed, yeah.
Death with peace, death with light, death without death,
wow.
And death without fear,
mm-hmm.
death with hope. So it's just this beautiful litany. So I set that in Gaelic as well for it, and using the Uilleann pipes as well.
It's been quite challenging, but
it's worked out really well.
So this is going to be, you're performing this at a special event in Carlow on the 13th of November. That's a Sunday, the 13th of November at 8:30 in the evening.
Yeah, it's going to be in the cathedral, which again will really, really lend itself for the voices. So it's done with the choir and with piano or organ and with string quartet and the Uilleann pipes.
It sounds like, even just some of the way you've described the pieces now, it sounds like it's going to be a musically beautiful evening, but also quite moving and quite poignant when you think about the stories. How did you go about researching the details of the children who
That's
died?
That's a good question. Yeah. Well, really and truly, the inspiration for it came from Joe Duffy's book, Children of the Rising, because he had documented all of the cases and had gone into great detail on their life. I'm sure people have seen the book. And so that really has been the catalyst for the actual requiem itself. Now, it's the requiem part is set in a fuller concert. It takes part in the second section.
Mm.
There's remembering and there's reimagining, which I really like as well, because it takes us out of 1916 and into the future. And as we know, sadly, there's so many every day, even in Aleppo and other such places.
Yeah.
Children are losing their lives and children are you know, living in dreadful, dreadful conflict and terrible conditions. So it's really about a prayer for them as well.
Yeah, as I said, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening. Tickets for that are available from Carlow Tourist Office and the Cathedral Parish Office, also from Glencullen Parish Office,
well.
And we'll put up some links on our pages as well.
Yeah, and they'll be on the door as well.
Yeah, and there's information if anyone wants to check out more of the background, if they go onto the Candle website, www.candlewithak.ie, it's on the front page there at the moment. Before I let you go, I need to check in with you about the part two of your wonderful instrumental collection. Is that coming soon?
Luna, yeah. I'm going to record that in Prague on the 9th and 10th of November. So it'll be ready about the last week in November. We're going to launch it. And it's been launched here, actually, in aid of the hospice.
And it'll be
out
in time for
Christmas.
We're
building a new hospice here in Carlow, but it'll be nationwide as well.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure you get a copy.
And any hints as to some of the pieces that are on it? Or
Yeah, I mean... I don't understand Aragonite, but maybe some people might recognise some of the pieces. There's the Glendalough theme is on it.
Oh, brilliant.
And Benedictus is on it, Breastplate, Healus Lord. A lot of the stuff that people know, I think.
The people know
it's all done it'll be all done with the Prague Philharmonic, so it'll be beautiful.
It'll be beautiful. Well, we look forward to getting our hands on a copy of that, and best of luck with the recording. And
yeah, it'll sound nice for the man who's in bed. And it's in the morning listening. Send him off to sleep again.
I hope not, but hopefully it'll be nice and soothing, yeah, for that. Listen, Liam, thanks a million for being with us, as always, and best of luck with the recording.
Thanks, Brendan. Good morning to all your listeners.